Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Astaxanthin, a powerful antioxidant to improve your health. We see millions of people suffering from cellular inflammation, which sets the stage for a variety of serious health issues like arthritis, cancer, chronic fatigue, and of course, cardiovascular disease. Unfortunately, most conventionally trained physicians are ill-equipped to educate their patients about lifestyle changes, which would eliminate many of the symptoms associated with chronic disease. And you may be wondering, why don't doctors know more about nutrition and nutritional supplements? The answer is plain to see. Simply put, Western medicine and specifically medical schools brainwash doctors into believing that the only way to treat disease is with toxic chemicals to control symptoms and never address the true cause of disease. How do I know this? Because I've literally interviewed hundreds of physicians that admit this truth about their training. It is only after they become frustrated with their training that they start to learn about the value of nutrition, especially the importance of an antioxidant-rich diet. Today, we'll talk about one of nature's most powerful superfoods, which is loaded with antioxidants and can help you live a better quality of life. Naturally, as usual, I have a special guest with us today who has seen remarkable things happen with the consumption of astaxanthin, and I know you're going to be impressed. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, to our show. Susan, welcome.
Hi, Jonathan. Great to be back with you again.
Susan, let's talk about exactly what astaxanthin is, where it's found, and why is it such a powerful antioxidant?
Well, I know everyone's heard of beta-carotene or lutein or lycopene, but there are other antioxidants from the same family of compounds called carotenoids, and one of those is astaxanthin. First of all, it's A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. And the scientific literature, and there have been over 300 studies on this to date, has found that astaxanthin is the strongest natural antioxidant that science has ever found. And there are many reasons why. One is that due to its molecular structure, astaxanthin is one of those few antioxidants with the ability to cross the blood-brain and blood-retinal barriers. So it brings superior support and protection to the body, the brains, the eyes, the central nervous system, and it gives superior support and protection to all of us from oxidative damage, you know, which occurs naturally when our bodies are exposed to internal and external stress.
I hope this doesn't sound like it's too out there, off topic, but I know that a lot of healthcare providers listen to these programs every single week, and I really hope that these kind of shows empower them with great information and really motivate them to bring these kind of nutrients into their practice. Now, I'm not saying go out there and sell them. You know, I know that's a different thing for you and your practice, but, you know, to maybe connect with someone who really is understanding in the value of nutrition, and maybe they'll work with you in your medical practice, or maybe it's just a matter of handing out a pamphlet, you know, and suggesting that patients start looking into these things. Of course, on a personal level, I hope that the healthcare practitioners actually try these nutrients for themselves to experience the difference. Things like astaxanthin, that's what we're focused on today, but I've done podcasts in the past as well. I mean, if you look at the shows on spirulina, or even if you look at a program like on the benefits of olive oil and the quality of olive oil that's out there, educate yourself first, and then when you feel comfortable, really get out there and encourage other people to enjoy the benefits as well. Susan, let's talk about the difference between natural and synthetic forms of astaxanthin.
Yeah, now this is a very important question because There are many companies around the world that make synthetic astaxanthin from petrochemicals. You definitely want to choose a natural and safe source. In fact, here's something interesting. A few months ago, there was a study done that tested 18 different commercial astaxanthin products from all kinds of companies, and only 3 of the 18 had the amount of astaxanthin in them that their labels claimed. And that just shows that some manufacturers don't know how to properly stabilize astaxanthin, so the consumers are being cheated and won't get the health benefits they're looking for when you buy subpar products. So you want to get astaxanthin from a very good natural source.
I don't have a problem with doing this on a podcast. We do this often with a lot of different things. It's not like we don't bring up brands. Talk about the purest and most potent source of astaxanthin that you've found, Susan.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. It's Nutrex Hawaii. They're the global leader in microalgae production and technology, and they're on the Kona coast of Hawaii. Their company's been there for 30 years. It's always being tested. In fact, the Hawaiian astaxanthin, it's called Bioastin Hawaiian astaxanthin. That's what I've taken for 10 years. In one study, it showed that it has double the enzymes of all the others out there, you know, available on the market. But it's pure, it's safe, and it's an amazing product.
You know, Susan, we talk about this a lot, and I never get tired of mentioning it, but the whole idea is to get as many antioxidants on board as possible. This is so important in every way possible, whatever is the most comfortable for you. But, you know, for people who are new to this information, and you know what, even people who know that antioxidants are good for you, it's just still great to hear this information. Susan, please talk to us about what exactly an antioxidant is and why are antioxidants so important for human health?
See, an antioxidant, I call it a buzzword in the health and nutrition industry. And it's often not well understood. You know, I often tell people that think of an antioxidant as a powerful mop that cleans up the free radicals in our bodies. And in case you don't know what a free radical is, they are toxic, unstable molecules that can inflict damage on our cells, leading to premature aging and all kinds of disease states. And no doubt you're familiar with foods like, of course we are, spinach, berries, tomatoes, walnuts, you know, all kinds of colorful fruits and vegetables. But what's interesting is astaxanthin, in terms of antioxidants, blows them all out of the water. And what, you see, most antioxidants, and there are many good ones. There's vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10. There are many others. But most of them work with only one free radical at a time. And one of the unique things about astaxanthin is it's the most versatile because it can handle multiple types of free radicals and do so simultaneously, in some cases up to 19 free radicals at once. So you can think of astaxanthin as that super mop that can handle every type of cleaning situation, so you don't need dozens of different tools to get the job done. Many of the antioxidants become exhausted after handling one free radical and actually end up switching teams and becoming pro-oxidants. But natural astaxanthin never becomes a free radical. That's why it's been called the king of antioxidants.
We're going to get into how astaxanthin can actually improve skin health. This is really important, especially with summer right around the corner. You know, it actually acts as an internal sunscreen. We're going to talk about that. And also for those people who are concerned about eye health, we're going to get into that as well. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Susan, we've mentioned this before now about the Hawaiian, the astaxanthin that you were talking about, the Bioastin astaxanthin, which is from Nutrex. Talk about that product and how it can actually improve skin health. This is important.
Yeah, now this is amazing. I'll tell you, I just returned from a media tour in the UK, and in the number one newspaper in England, I just read that the beauty secret of Heidi Klum and Gwyneth Paltrow is that they take astaxanthin every day. Asian women know about it. They've known about it for decades to keep their skin healthy. And when you take astaxanthin, it becomes like an internal sunscreen. It makes you less sunburn prone. It improves skin moisture. It even reduces wrinkles. And briefly, there was a great study done in Rockland, Maine on middle-aged women over 6 weeks who took astaxanthin every day. And at the end of the 6 weeks, you know, there were different parameters that the dermatology team looked at. Everybody's skin was 5 years younger physiologically. You know, so if that's in 6 weeks, think how your skin will look if you start on astaxanthin now and then compare it a year from now.
You know, something interesting that I have mentioned in other programs, and I think this is important to note. I mean, obviously the sunscreen industry, they want you to, you know, bathe yourself in all these toxic chemicals and rub all these poisonous lotions on your skin. I mean, look, I'm saying it this way because for the most part, most people have no idea how many cancer-causing ingredients are inside these creams, these lotions, to sort of block the, you know, the harmful rays of the sun. They're spraying out of these cans all these toxic chemicals all over their skin to protect themselves from the sun. They don't want to get cancer. So they're spraying that all over their body, and they're breathing it into their lungs, and they're spraying it onto their kids. I mean, it's crazy. We want to really wake people up to this. Take a good look at the ingredients of what you're eating, what you're drinking, and of course, what you're putting on the skin. This is very, very important that people are mindful of this. These high doses of antioxidants that we're consuming in our diet actually do protect you from getting burned from the sun. I know that may sound radical, and I'm not promoting that people spend all day in the sun to prove me wrong and get burnt. But the general idea here, and I've also personally seen this myself and in my family members, and I've heard it from many, many other people as well, is as you build up your antioxidant content in your diet in any way possible, you'll notice over the course of a year, 2, 3 years, this is a gradual thing that, hey, all of a sudden you notice you're out in the sun maybe a little bit more. Instead of 20 minutes, it was 30 or 40 minutes or something, and your skin is not red now, and you really seem to be tolerating it well, and you're not so heat exhausted. These things are natural occurrences to having a lot more antioxidants within your body.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in terms of skin, there's no better protection against the sun, I think. And I like what you said. That doesn't mean you bake in the sun all day long. But I live in the Santa Monica-Brentwood area of Los Angeles. So I hike all the time. I'm outdoors. I walk on the beach. I ride my bike. And I'm blonde, naturally blonde, and I used to burn really easily until 10 years ago when I started taking the astaxanthin, and now I don't burn as easily, and my skin looks so much younger than it used to look. And I know that this is one of the main reasons, because of this astaxanthin.
And also, of course, to protect yourself from the sun as well. Yes, we want to have a lot of antioxidants on board. We also don't want to have a lot of chemicals inside of us. Okay, we get that. But then, you know, here's a radical concept. You wear long sleeve shirts, you wear a big hat, you sit in the shade, you just don't bake in the sun and, you know, sit yourself out at the beach for 3-4 hours where you have pale skin. And this is another common sense approach as well, that the more tanned you get, the darker your skin is, the more natural protection you have as well from getting burned. These are all ways to protect yourself without having to feel like you have to resort to buying all of these toxic chemicals in all these bottles out there. It's just crazy. Susan, let's talk about eye health, because this is a biggie. I want to take care of my eyes, and I know millions of people out there are concerned about their eyes. How can astaxanthin help?
Now, remember I said that right at the top of the show that it's one of the few antioxidants with the ability to cross the blood retinal barriers. That means it gets into your eyes, which is a good thing, and helps, like that mop I talked about, it mops up the free radicals, because the free radicals in your eyes from all kinds of stress, including too much sun and diet and everything, is what often causes most of our problems. So there have been many, many studies done on how it affects your eyes. I know personally with clients I work with that's prevented people from getting surgery so they don't need reading glasses. My neighbor up the block, Betty, five doors away, is in her early 80s, and she could no longer drive at night. And I recommended this Hawaiian astaxanthin, and within 3 months, because it's different than spirulina, to see the benefit, you need about 2 to 6 weeks, and for sure within 3 months. But now she can drive at night and not have that glare from the lights of the cars coming in her direction. It just protects your eyes. So while I have good vision to begin with, I want to keep my vision good. So that's one of the many reasons I take it every day. In my private practice, Jonathan, I recommend it for joint and tendon health, recovery from intense exercise, of course, for skin, for an eye, and brain health.
So another little tips that people should understand, and certainly I'm mindful of this every day, is, you know, when you're looking at the mobile devices and you're looking at computer screens and all of this, this artificial, unnatural light is very stressful on the eyes. So don't overdo it. Take a break. And you know what? Get outside and look at natural light. It's so relaxing. Look at the natural light through the trees, across water, in a park, or just being outside is very relaxing, very healthy for the eyes. Those people who are wearing sunglasses all the time, I get it if you're very sensitive and it hurts you, but, you know, there's an example of getting so used to not having natural light that your eyes have actually become more and more sensitive and weakened. So, again, I'm not going to go off too much like I'm an eye doctor, which I'm not, but I can tell you from my experience and listening to others who are experts in the field, all of this can be very helpful for your eye health. Are there other benefits that you'd like to talk about, Susan, when it comes to astaxanthin?
Yeah, so many. You know, we hear a lot about the silent killer, inflammation, and that's a cause of heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many other threatening diseases. And a couple years ago, there was a great article in Wall Street Journal all about the silent killer. And he researched this article for about 6 months, and the author of the article said in addition to diet and exercise and sleep, he said in the article, he only recommended one supplement, he said, I would recommend taking Hawaiian astaxanthin for its benefits on reducing inflammation. This was in that article. And the way you look at the heat in the body, the inflammation, is by looking at C-reactive protein. And in one controlled, placebo-controlled study, in just 3 months, there was a 20% reduction in all the heat markers of the inflammation by taking 12 milligrams a day. And let me say, that study, Jonathan, was just 8 weeks. It wasn't even 12 weeks. I've seen studies on all kinds of arthritis and giving you energy and recovery from exercise. If you have joint pain, you know, any kind of joint and tendon pain, you know, one study showed that 90% reduction in tendonitis in your elbow, you know, it's just amazing how it helps reduce those heat markers in the body.
Susan, this is so important what we're talking about, and it's so easy to overlook it. We're doing this quick little podcast, right? We spend a few minutes on this subject and that. People are busy all day, but they've got to realize what's really going on here by the millions of people every single day. People complaining about aches and pains, their muscles are hurting, their back is bothering them, right? And conventionally speaking, I mean, all due respect, I'm not making fun of anybody. It's just important to really illustrate what's happening here most of the time. You know, you feel this way, you watch the TV, it tells you to take some aspirin or whatever, right, to relieve pain. And then if things are out of control, obviously the next step would be to go to the doctor, and the doctor's going to give you some sort of anti-inflammatory medication. They're going to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon or some sort of orthopedic specialist, and they're going to tell you, well, do some physical therapy maybe for a few weeks, and that's about it. And then if pain is really persisting, then hey, the next step, and I have a lot of experience with this. We're talking almost 30 years in exercise science and working with children all the way up to people who are older that are looking to perform at a higher level. I hear this countless times. Obviously, the last stop is, hey, your pain hasn't gone away. it's time to do some surgery. It's your only option. And I've looked at these people, again, with all due respect, not making fun of them, but are you stretching? Did you do any massage on your muscles at all? Are you drinking enough water? Because staying well hydrated is so important to flush out your system of all the toxins. Are you avoiding toxic materials in your food, in what you drink, or the environment that you're in, the air, you know, all of these things? These are all very, very important. What kind of nutrient intake are you doing? Are you consuming a lot of antioxidants, just like you said, to cut down the fire that's in your body, the inflammatory markers that you were talking about? All of this sounds like it's all weird, like out of left field for so many people that I speak to, because they've never been given this message on television or in a doctor's office. Your comments, Susan? I mean, do you find that this is happening to you as well?
Yeah, it happens not only in America, but all over the world. But I do think more and more people are becoming interested in what they can do and to take responsibility for their health. You know, Jonathan, so often people say to me that they want to lose weight. And I even recommend the astaxanthin for this. There was a 3-week study done on overweight women who took only 4 milligrams of astaxanthin a day and found that it increases mitochondria efficiency so that the body burned more fat, and everybody in the study lost some weight. So there's so many reasons you want to take astaxanthin. You know, the least of which is, I think it helps reverse aging on so many levels. And, you know, like I like to say, you'll age backwards. But you want to find a brand that's free of yeast and corn, wheat, gluten, and lactose, that's absolutely pure and fresh.
I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Susan, we mentioned it a couple times, but let's be crystal clear. For those people who want to really take the plunge, they want to start taking astaxanthin, what brand do you use? And again, be real clear for the beginner out there. Are there any kind of contraindications? How much should we be taking on a daily basis?
Well, for 10 years, I've taken the Hawaiian astaxanthin because it's the freshest and the most pure astaxanthin. It's all natural. It's not synthetic in any way. I recommend taking 12 milligrams a day. Now, remember, the 12 milligrams a day, you take that with a meal or a snack that has some fat in it, like vitamin D, because you'll absorb it in your body more efficiently that way. The time to benefit will be between 2 and 6 weeks. And people will begin to say to you after about 6 weeks, what are you doing to your skin? You look fantastic. And if you want to learn all about astaxanthin and read the studies, go to SusanSmithJones.com. Right on my homepage, on the top left, it says 2 must-have superfoods. You click there, and you can get a free copy of a book. It's called Hawaiian Astaxanthin, Hawaii's Superfood. It was written by a medical doctor, you probably know him, William Sears. The book's not even available to the public yet, but he's a friend of mine. He just gave me the digital copy and said, Susan, feel free to give it out. So you can download it free immediately, and you can learn all about astaxanthin and the studies.
And just so people know, I know that you're going to download this and you're going to take it outside where you live and you're going to be listening to these podcasts. But just so you understand, we create these podcasts so it makes it easy for you to socially share this information with your friends and family. It's also easy to download, as you know already. But if you go to naturalhealth365.com and you click the podcast link, you're going to see all of the podcasts that we've done. And on each one, when you click the particular podcast that you're interested in, like this one on astaxanthin, then you're going to see all the notes for the show. And then we put links down there for the things that we talk about, like today when we mentioned Nutrex and getting that particular brand. If you're interested, you can click the link. It takes you right to that company, and you can learn all about it. And I encourage people, all the time in shows like this. Don't just take our word for it. Look into it yourself. Look at the science that we've presented today. Call the company up yourself. Speak to your local farmers. Find out where you're getting your food from. It is just an amazing, empowering feeling to know more what you're doing with the money that you're spending, what kind of food that you're eating. If you have the opportunity to grow food yourself, that's great as well. I mean, don't you find, Susan, that all of this is what's really exciting and truly beneficial to people so that they can improve their health?
Yeah, you're right, Jonathan. It's all about getting back to nature, being aware of what you're putting in your miraculous body and treating your body with respect. And you need some knowledge to do that.
Susan, great information today. I hope people are inspired. I know I am. Every time I talk to you, I feel pumped up and really ready to just do more of what it is that we're all so into. So I just want to thank you again for being so generous with your time. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks, Jonathan. See you next time.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.